702. Travel.
We have eaten, we have watched some movies and series. Let us travel back to Oman. Editor of EagerJourneys.com, Iga Mutilska, joins us. Iga, how are you doing?
Very excited for the weekend. I'm going to be road tripping up to see Sammy in Somerset West, so cannot wait.
I mean, you and Hugh, really, the lives you are living. I need to do better in my contract negotiations.
Come visit. I'll take you along.
I am coming. All right, so let's go back to Oman, which we started speaking about last week, and jump straight into what should we expect when it comes to the clothing and dress code and why?
So, you know, I think it's so important that whenever we travel to another country, we just have to be cognizant of local cultures, their religion. And it just shows that you are respectful and that you're humbled by being able to go travel in a different place. As a woman, of course, I would recommend wearing mid-arm length T-shirts or tops, for example, not to show any cleavage. And if you do wear skirts, trousers and dresses, you know, they should at least cover your knees. And actually, of course, if you visit a mosque, it's important to cover your hair if you're a woman. And it's really great if you carry around a scarf because you can just put it over your hair or sometimes cover your cleavage or your T-shirt if you're traveling through other parts of the country. And something else that I think is quite important to take note of is last time we spoke about the wadis, those beautiful oases in the desert, and there are so many wild swimming spots all around those areas and, of course, in public beaches. And we naturally have to remember that lots of locals go and explore those areas as well. So I think it's so important to just cover up. So what I do is I was just hiking around in my yoga gear and in my activewear and then just going and swimming in my activewear as well. And I don't think it's too much or too big of an ask. But I think it's always just important to be aware of that.
And I'm assuming as well, like you were mentioning, so no short skirts, you know, above the knees at least. I think when I was in Rome and we were trying to go into the Vatican City and it was boiling, there are people who stand outside and sell scarves because many were like me, whose shoulders were not covered and whose skirts exactly were too short. So we were buying their scarves just to cover ourselves. Very clever business, I must say.
Absolutely. And a great memento for when you come back home. And it's always such a great starting point to tell stories about wherever it was that you visited. Someone compliments you on that scarf, for example.
Yes, yes, definitely. All right. And then what else do we need to know about Oman?
So if I could talk you through the desert experience, you know, because very often people go to places like Abu Dhabi and Dubai, and they're synonymous with this desert experience. But you can equally, of course, have it in Oman as well. And so it's so easy to do it within a day trip from Muscat, which is the capital city. It takes less than 2 hours to get there, and you'd be heading in the direction of the town of Al Wasil. And I found this was so interesting. The tar road literally disappears into the sand.
Yes.
It just disappears, and you can see it spilling over into the horizon in every single direction. And I would recommend that even though you can do this in a day trip, I would say it's important to maybe try to spend the night if you can. And there's a number of both affordable, rustic cottages or more luxurious four-star desert camps that you can stay at. So you can, of course, tailor that to your budget. And if you do spend the night, it's really great because you can experience a sunset camel ride. You can also do sundowners from the top of the dunes.
How were your anxiety levels on the camel?
So I did not do the camel ride, but I saw lots of other people do the camel ride. Because I decided that I was actually going to do the 4x4, not quad biking, but like in a 4x4, kind of the bugging around the sand dune.
Yes.
And of course, there are designated areas where you can do that because they don't want to disrupt the pristine nature in certain areas. So there are certain areas that are designated. And that was a roller coaster ride and a half. So my adrenaline rush was really way, way up there. But it's lovely because you can do so many relaxed activities in the desert and then also kind of those adrenaline pumping ones as well, whether it's on the back of a buggy or on a 4x4 or a camel, or perhaps maybe going and doing a sundowner on the dunes. So lots of different opportunities there.
I have to admit, I think I would have tried the camel, but my fear is the part when you're on the camel, because obviously it lowers itself for you to get on.
Yes.
And then the part where now it gets up, that is the part that I am fearful of. So let's talk about now the visas and things like that.
It's actually so easy to get a visa. I absolutely couldn't imagine how simple it was. And the process was really easy because I found that the government website was very self-explanatory, which is really great. You do need to get a visa sponsored by a local if you're traveling to visit them, or if you're going with a tour agency, for example. I was very lucky in that I traveled on my Polish passport, so citizens of the EU don't necessarily need to be sponsored. But that's also a really great way to do a tour, even if you just do a tour on your first day when you arrive to Muscat and then decide to, you know, do some like overlanding by yourself and independently.
Yes.
And it's so great. The tracking process was really quick. Can you believe it that mine arrived within 12 minutes of me applying for it? So
you lie.
The bureaucracy was wow, mind blowing. So all you do is you make sure you have all your documents, you have a passport photo, you fill out all the details correctly, and if there aren't any issues, you get it within minutes.
My goodness, if only. If only. So just in terms of the most standout things for you personally of the entire trip, what would you say they were?
Right. So I love the geological landscape. It dates back to some 825 million years ago. These are some of the oldest parts of the Earth's mantle that we can see anywhere in the world. So if you're a fan of mountains, canyons, ravines, check, check, check. And of course, it's really popular for those who love mountainscapes, who want to go hiking or driving around in canyons. I absolutely love Jebel Shams. Jebel Shams is the country's highest peak. It stands at over 3,000 meters. And it's such a wonderful story because it's the first place in the entire country to receive any kind of sunrise, of course, because it's so high, or any sunlight because of its height.
Yes.
And if you want to hike it, I didn't. I will have to return to this. I don't think I was fit enough. but it takes between 5 to 7 hours to hike to the top and about 10 to 12 to come back down. And it's got about an elevation gain of 1,000 meters. But even if you don't hike it like me, there are numerous other really easy walks, mountain trails, and other hikes that you can do. There are amazing lookout points that you can drive to go take some spectacular photographs. And Jebel Shams is only about 240 kilometers from Muscat. So again, very easy to access. And, oh, wow, even just the drive there, I must say, was something else. And when you arrive, there's also, or when you're driving there, you're going through Wadi Gul Grand Canyon. It's this immense dry riverbed. It reaches up to a kilometer in depth in some places.
Mm.
So you can imagine that even the drive there is awesome. And you can stop along the way to see beautiful overhangs. You can also see ancient abandoned villages that cling onto the side of some of these mountain faces. Some date back to 3000 to 2000 BC. So lots of history and culture there as well. If we still have time, can I share another highlight?
Unfortunately, we don't. And you just got me so sucked in. And just listen, you need to take me in your suitcase the next time you travel. Well, I can't travel alone. I'm coming with my son. So we'll see you soon. Iga Motelska, editor of IgaJourneys.com.